You're holding that Nuntes Samar Aleph. The Mishnah starts with, Yes, Tumas, Shem, and Levoino. There are some menachos that you have to have both oil put into it and the Levoino put on top of it. Shem and Velo Levoino, some menachos only need Shem and do not need Levoino. And there are some menachos that Levoino, Velo Shem, the opposite. You only need Levoino and you do not need Shem. And Loi Shem and Velo Levoino, there are some menachos that do not need both. It's Loi Shem and Loi Levoino. Now the Mishnah explains. The Elu, these are the menachos that are tunas, Shem and Levoino. That you need both Shem and Levoino. That Minchas HaFelis, that's a regular Mincha, Rashi says, the Misnadev Mincha Stam, somebody is Misnadev to bring Stam and Mincha. So Stam and Mincha is maybe Yisor and Felis. You have to bring an Yisor and full of fine flour, the Shem, and you pour oil into it, or Levoino. Or Boila, you mix it up, the Kremsa, and then you make a Tzimitza, to Moshe Yichai, the way it is right now. And now this, the passage says, Shem and Levoino. Here it says clearly. That's called the Stam and Mincha Safenes, that you have to have both Shem and Levoino. Now the Amachavas, that's the Mincha made in the frying pan, the Amacheshes, the one made in the regular deep pan, the Achalos of Yavchalos, or a Kikun of Yav Wafers. Now all these Menoches need Shem and Levoino, and the Pshat is, we learn it out from the Stam Mincha. By Stam Mincha, it says clearly Shem and Levoino, these Menoches also need Shem and Levoino. Then the Mishnah says, like, Minchas Kanem, the same Allah applies to a Mincha that a Kohen brings, because it's not as to bring Stam a Kohen, or else the Minchas, a Kohen Mashiach, that's the Minchas Chavitim, that a Kohen Golda brings every single day, also needs both Shem and Levoino. Or Minchas Goyim, if a Goy would bring a Mincha, we are doing the Minchas Noshim, if an Ishus is not to bring your Mincha, or Minchas Seina, the Minchas that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the Shishas of the Nisim, that's Poskos, it says clearly, it says over there, V'nasar Toleh Shemen, V'sam Toleh Levoino. So in all these Menachos, you have to have Shemen and Levoino. Now, Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that's brought with the korban of a behema, of a korban only, let's say, need the mincha brought with it, then the locha is tuna shemen, but we ain't tuna levoino. You only have to have shemen, but not levoino. Because by mincha pesachim, it says shemen and does not say levoino. Therefore, we know you do not have to have levoino. What's going to be with the lechem aponim that's brought every Shabbos, toyin levoino, the ain't toyin shemen, the lechem aponim, it's made from chametz, made from the wheat, the flour and water, and you put levoino on top of shtei bezichim, but no shemen. The entire shemen, shtei halechem. What's going to be the luck about the shtei halechem is water and shruas, or at minchas choita, when a choita brings a mincha, and only by korban only the yerid, when the only brings the korban mincha, or else a minchas kenois, when a seita has to bring a mincha. On these three, the Mishnah says lo shemen v'lo levoino. You do not need not shemen in this mincha, no oil, and no adin, no levoino in the mincha. Rav Gemara says, Omer Apropo, Kol Heicho de Tanan, Efa Tanan. Wherever it says you have to bring these chalas, it means 10 of them. So that our Mishnah says, the different menachos tam, a mincha sasemis, or we had a machvas and a macheshes. So all those, they come from an isor and a flour, that has to be divided down, baked into 10 different breads. So Eser Tanan means it has to be 10 of the same type, and the Chiddush is even the type that's baked in the oven, which could easily be made from chalas or from a kikin, but it has to be 10 of the same. Easy you can make 10 chalas, or else to make 10 rikikin, 10 wafers. But the Chiddush is not 5 and 5. So therefore, Papa is teaching us that lafukim in the Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon, the yom that Rebbe Shimon holds, machzor chalos or machzor kikin yovi. Yes, you're allowed to bring 5 chalos and 5 kikin. Even though it has to be baked in 10, does not all 10 be the same? I give you 5 and 5. Kamarish from London, that's what Papa's Kiddush know. And our Mishnah means Eser, the same type. Rashi says, Kamarish from the Papa, the whole Menocha is the Masnissin, Eser Ninu. Tach chalos, Eser chalos, Vachzor kikin, Eser kikin. Because the Chiddush is just like the other ones. Just like by Macheshes or Machvas, there's no choice. It all has to be ten of the same. The same thing when it says chalas from a kikin of the Mishnah also means the same, there's no choice. Either you bring a mincha of chalas, ten of them, or a mincha of a kikin, ten of them. Tanu Rabbah run like this. First it says, V'nasato lo shemin, v'lo yalechem aporim shemin. The make the deed to say only on this you put shemin, and not on the lechem aporim. So Rashi says, it's talking about here, the mincha toimer. The mincha toimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach. So the Pesach says, V'nasato lo shemin, on the mincha toimer we put shemin. So the deed to say, v'lo yalechem aporim, but the lechem aporim that's brought every Shabbos, that does not need shemin. Shiyoch, that's not what I would have thought to say. For Loi Dinu, really it's a swell like this. Oma minchas mesochim. Madach, the mincha that comes by with the korban. Ma minchas mesochim. Shein the tuna levoina. You do not have to have any levoina with it. Still, tuna shemin. Still you have to have shemin with the minchas mesochim. If so, lechem aponim, the lechem is whatever Shabbos. She told levoina, the deal of the din is you have to have two bezichim full of levoina. If so, Ein Adin isn't the sword to say Shetol and Shemin, you have to have Shemin on it also. So, how do I know this is not like this? Talmud Leimah, therefore the Postah says that Mincha Soimer, Oleho, an extra Postah, Oleho, the extra word to teach us, Oleho, Shemin, only on the Mincha Soimer do you have to have Shemin, but V'lo Yalechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim does not need Shemin, V'lo Yalechem Aponim Shemin, even though the Lechem Aponim has Levoina, the Postah says, but Akoponim, Shemin and not. That's the extra pasuk. Then the pasuk says by mincha soimer, v'santo lehel levoino. By the mincha soimer, you have to put shemin, and also you have to put levoino. But again, it says next to word oleho, v'santo lehel levoino. So the vehicle here also, oleho levoino. Only on the mincha soimer do you have to have levoino. But v'loi al minchas nesachim levoino. But al minchas nesachim, even though shemin it needs, but levoino not. The minchas nesachim does not need levoino. How do I know it from? From the section post that it says the Mincha Soimer, V'samto Le'el Levoina. Only on the Mincha Soimer, and not on the Minchas Nesachim that comes with the Korban. Because without this postik, Shiyochol, I would have thought to say, Baloi Dinu, really it's a swell like this. Oma Lechem Aponim, Sheinoi Toin Shemin. The Lechem Aponim every Shabbos does not need Shemin. Still, Toin Levoina, you have to put Levoina, the Shnei Bezichim Levoina, and so Minchas Nesachim. The mincha that comes with the korban, she'atun shemen, you have to put shemen on it. Is ein adin isn't the sfor to say she'atun levoina? She also has to have levoina. So maybe I would say you need levoina by the mincha nesachim. On this Talmud leimer itself, a mincha soimer oleho. So diik is oleho levoina. Only on the mincha soimer you have to have levoina. Lo ya mincha nesachim, but on the mincha nesachim you do not have to have levoina. Shemen yes, but not levoina. Now, mincha, the pasuk gives off a samto leh levoina mincha, he says that this mincha saim is called the mincha. What's the chiddush of mincha? Le rabbis minchas shmini leh levoina. That's by the eighth day of the meluyim, by the yom akomes hamishkan. So Rashi says, dechsiv vehi b'yom hashmini, dechsiv v'shor v'yayil l'shlamim, v'zbayach o mincha b'lu leh v'shemim. You have to have a mincha, but they are mixed in with shemim. So the rabbis at that minchas shmini also need levoina, even though the pasuk only says by the minchas of shmini you need shemen, but we're making this deek now, levoina also needs levoina. When the pasuk ends off, it says mincha he, it says the word he, so we'll do with the word he again. This word by the minchas aimer that the pasuk says v'nasat ole shemen v'nasat v'samt ole levoina mincha he. So what's the word he? Is lohoitzi shtei halechem shloyitanu loy shemen v'loy levoina. Maybe or not that the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos does not need not shemen and not levoina. That's mincha hi. Only here by the mincha soimer you have to have shemen and levoina. But by another mincha, no. And that's by the shtei halechem we do not need shemen and not levoina. So that's how we know the dinim of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, oh mama, what we just said before, Oleh shemen. It says by the mincha soimer, put shemen on it. We're making a diet for lo yalechem aponim, and not on the chalas that come on Shabbos. For lo yalechem aponim shemen. So first question: how do you know to make this diet? Emma, why don't I say like this rather? Oleh shemen. That on the mincha soimer the shemen. For lo yamincha kanim shemen. But maybe not on the mincha the kohen brings. Maybe a mincha the kohen brings does not need shemen. Like how come the Mishnah said minchas kanim needs both shemen and levoino? Why don't I say the word shemeni is coming lafuke? Oleh Hashem is coming lafuke minchas kohanim, and maybe the lechem aponim needs shemen. Tzmura says no. Mistavetz more v'svara minchas kanim hevel rebuye. Tzmura v'svara said that minchas kanim should also need shemen. Why? Shekein yisorin, because it also comes from yisorin, worth of flour. And Rashi explains that kol ha-menachis comes in yisorin, a flour. And the same thing, the oimer is also a sira sefer. Abba by lechem ha-ponim ksiv, shnei yisroinim yu achala. It has to be from two yisroinim. As Moritz Tavor said that the minchas kanim should be doimit to minchas oimer, and will be la-fukei, that the lechem ha-ponim has different halacha. Secondly, kli. Rashi says, kol ha-menachis tuna kli lolish, prepare shtei lechem. That you have to need it in a kli. But the lechem aponim, and the need to shell a tanner, but lechem aponim first gets its kedusha by the tanner. The kli you need it in has no kedusha. So therefore, minchas kanim is more damage to the minchas oimer. Chutz, that Rashi says, kol ha-menachis abudosan bachutz. All the menachis, you can make them outside the Beis HaMikdash. Avolechem aponim sidur be'echol. You have to make sadur it inside the echol. Means chutz doesn't mean outside the Beis HaMikdash, it means in the Beis HaMikdash, not inside the penim. Here, the lechem aponim, that goes inside the echol, it goes inside the penim. So it's different than a minchas kanim made from the minchas oimer. The tzura. So the tzura pashim means the way it looks. So Rashi Chuz Mashbe mean that all other menachas are the psul of lina, the kratcha gadashim heim. And therefore, they're only nechol el liyum, just that one day. But lechem aponim faket, the same with Allah shulchan, mishabbos l'shabbos, so lechem aponim is different halacha. Then Hagosha, you have to bring the mincha towards the Mizbeach. So that's all menachas toin Hagosha. Lechem aponim, though, are not toin Hagosha. So therefore, the sword of said lechem aponim should be different. The Ishim, or the menachas, there's what to be burnt. There's a kemitzah at least. The minchas kanim, the whole thing is burnt. Minchas oimer, as the kemitzah is burnt. Ma'ashenken, lechem aponim, no part of the mincha, no part of lechem is burnt. That the sword of said lechem aponim should be different, and minchas kanim should be shavah to the minchas oimer. Other more says, no, Adrab, just the opposite way. Lechem aponim hevelim rebuyeh. Maybe the Sroda said, the lechem aponim should be like the minchas oimer. Maybe it also needs shemen. Why? Shekein tziburei. It's also a korban tzibur, just like the minchas oimer is a korban tzibur. The lechem aponim on Shabbos is also a korban tzibur. Chayva, there's a chayv to bring it. Tumeya, since it's a korban tzibur, it's brought for tumur also. Versus oimer, shtei lechem lechem aponim, chayva, and it's also deichas tumur. Ma'ashen kein, minchas kanim is not deichas tumur. And the ochil, that both the shiur yoimer is what to be eaten by the kanim, and the same thing the lechem aponim is what to be eaten by the kanim. Ma'ashen kein minchas kanim is kula kol, the whole thing is burnt, so every minchas kanim should be different. Tigul, there's also in the shiur of an oimer with no tigul, since the kmitza, the kmitza is matter, the oimer, therefore there's a material you make tigul. Same thing, lechem aponim also with no tigul, because the bezichim is what's matter it. Ma'ashen kein, by minchas kanim, no thing is burnt, there's no matter, therefore there's no tigul by minchas kanim. So, maybe minchas kanim should be different. And b'shabbato, that the oimer is brought even on Shabbos, if it comes out on Shabbos. And the same thing, the lechem aponim. Ma'ashen kein, minchas kanim are not brought on Shabbos. So maybe minchas kanim should be lafuka, there's no shemen. Tzmur says no, mistavra nefesh, it's more of a sword, and more of a sword to say, nefesh. So Rashi explains that astam mincha ksiv nefesh, lamadnu dechol menachas yochid torn shemen. That says the parasha of all menachas tam, means a korban yochid, usually needs shemen. So that's more of a sword to say that the minchas kanim does need shemen, and therefore, lafuke, what does not need, is called the minchas, the lechem aponim. Amama, what we just said before also, ole o levoino, onyanu oimer, you will need levoino, for lo ya minchas nesachim. But a korban has brought, or the minchas brought with the korban does not need levoino. For lo ya minchas nesachim levoino. For the more why? Amy, why not try this better? Ole a levoina. Top of the minchas Amy, we have to put levoina. But v'loya minchas kanim levoina. But maybe minchas kanim does not need levoina. Smor says no. Mistav, it's more mistav. Minchas kanim hemu rebuy. It's more mistav. Minchas kanim should be daino to a minchas Amy that needs levoina. Shekei nisar, when they both come, nisar an amount of flour. V'lula, it's mixed up. The lug, with this amount of shemen, mugash is a mitzvah sagosho, the galatma comes by itself. Rafuki and minchas nesokim, it comes because of the korban. Gemara says, Adra, maybe the opposite way. Minchas nesokim, maybe it's wrong to say, just like the minchas oimer needs levoina, maybe minchas nesokim also needs levoina. You know why? Shekei tzibura echoiva. They're both the korban tzibur, the minchas nesokim, by korban atoida, the korban atomid every day is brought, and oimer is a minchas tzibur, choyva is a choyva to bring it, the yitma is the korban tzibur, is the tumor, the Shabbat can even bring it on Shabbos also. So Mar still says no, mistavra nefesh, it's still a sword to say that a minchas kanin, which is a yochid, when a yochid brings a mincha, he's daima to a regular star mincha, it says the word nefesh there, so it's more mistavra to say that the mincha that a kohen brings, since he's a yochid, his mincha needs all the things that a regular mincha needs. And since a regular mincha needs shemen, a star mincha needs shemen and levoina, it's a sword to say that minchas kanin also needs both. And therefore we come lafuke, it must mean that a mincha that's not for yochid. So mimayet minchas or minchas nesachim, it doesn't come with chalatznoi, or else minchas lechem aponim, or else lechem aponim. Now it says mincha lerabois mincha shmini. That it says an extra word mincha by the minchas oimer, says the word minchas rabbis that the minchas brought b'yom shmini shemaluyim akamas hamishkan. Also you have to have lulavayna. The rest question, v'yema, why don't I say lohaitzi? Maybe no, maybe somebody just mincha, only this mincha needs levoina. But not the mincha shemini. So versus the high mind, how can you say that? Iyam with Bishleim and the rabbis, if it's coming to include the mincha shemini shop, it's very good, it's a chiddush to say that it needs levoina, there's a chiddush here. But early, Iyam, if you want to tell me though, lohaitzi, that the word here of mincha is coming to teach us that by the mincha shemini of the meluyim, you do not have to have levoina. Lomeli, what do I need a pasuk to go together for? The chur is simple. Sure, me doris lo yafinin. I do not learn out sure from doris. I do not learn out one from the other. So tshita, you would not have to have it. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. So lemay, the pasuk mincha must be teaching us l'rabbis that yes, I need it. Then we say he. It says at the end of the pasuk he mincha he loitzi shtei lechem. At the shtei lechem is one shuris shlo yitenu leishem of levoina. Does not need both. Does not need shem and not levoina. So there's a question, why? V'yema, why don't I say, lohaitzi minchas kanim? Let's like yes before, let's say the word he is coming to tell us that minchas kanim does not need anything. Smur says, no, mistavra minchas kanim hevel rebuyim. Why again, the svar is ashekein, isarin, it comes from one-tenth of an isarin, isarin a eifam, one-tenth of an eifam, flour, kli, you have to put it into a kli like the other menachis, it has its kedusha through the kli. Lafuka, the shtei lechem has its kedusha through the afiyas and the tanner, matzah, the yoka matzah, v'chein nishtei alechem comes chomitz, the etzem, it comes because of itself, v'ashegen nishtei alechem comes because of the shnei kvosim, hagosha is the mitzvah hagosha, not by shtei alechem, v'ishem, there's what to be burnt, by minchas kana, by the minchas oimer, there's a kemitzah, and by oimer, and by crying the whole thing, v'ashegen nishtei alechem, nothing is burnt. As more Mustafa said, the minchas kanim should be in the Sraba, and be loitzi shtei lechem. So, Mustafa, just the opposite. I can tell you, Svaris,